call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted. I have an extremely busy day. I have a busy day tomorrow. So let me tell you three things quickly. Famous last words. First, I walked out this morning to the mailbox. I sent the postcard to Jim Cross because I want him to know, and perhaps he could relay it to my family, because obviously if I send it to my family, they're going to just return it. What I did today, I walked out of the post to mailbox. I had two things, the postcard, the normal, and a letter to Daniel Hale. And when I walked back in, I went to the bedroom and cried like a baby. I can't express to you how big of a deal this is to me. So, I did it, and I'm pleased. Tomorrow afternoon, I should take a walk. And I'll probably walk slowly, because I don't want to get overly sweaty. It'll be hot. Yeah, I'm going to get sweaty, aren't I? Because I'm heading to Livingstone's church, the Russian church, to meet the pastor. And I am pleased about this. I did watch a sermon from a week ago, a little over a week and a half, 8 days ago, whatever, 7 days, whatever, eight, whatever. And they had a guest pastor from Moldova. And I listened to him, and it was great because he from Moldova has been a missionary to Afghanistan and Iran. He didn't say anything about Iran, but he did mention some of the stuff he did in Afghanistan. And he did make some comments. He did talk about the good fight passage. And, you know, I was thinking, okay, what he described and what it says are similar but not identical. And I would love to be able to sit down with somebody and say, and talk about that, and dialogue with him, as in, you know, what the Bible says, dialegomai, to, you know, basically through words. And this is, you know, bidirectional. But apparently the day after that, he got in a plane going back to Moldova. Anyway, but I found that I'm going to listen now here in a bit to a sermon from, I hope it's from the pastor himself. So we'll find out in a moment. But the other thing, you know, those things are the things that are on my mind. Something else happened today that is might be considered devastating, but it's not. I'm not overwhelmed. I received a partial payment today on the Rapid RMS project, my Rapid OnSite, and enough to pay rent. That's it. The funds are over. It's finished until the EG buyout happens. So that puts me in potentially a difficult situation. Since rent is paid, I'm okay. There are going to be issues about, you know, little trivial things about food. However, I do have, you know, a reasonably well-stocked pantry. You know, I do have an electric bill and an internet bill coming up. But what it's done is, because I have been partially focused on half-time on Shofar Nexus, half-time kind of roughly, but there has been that emphasis, say, okay, it's time to bring Shofar Nexus to life. And I figured, okay, what are the appropriate stages in order to, especially to get people involved and perhaps turn it into a revenue source? And now would be a good time. So I've actually been through that over several months, been making steps towards that. And one of the first things is the idea of being able to send email. And my email list, it's not only just sending email, but the email It's a list. You may or may not be familiar with the idea of email lists, where you can sign up and say just whenever something comes, and you get an automatic email. Sometimes this is done for spam, but it's the same tools. I can use a highway to drive myself to the grocery store, or I can go use a highway to bring a bomb to a city. It's the mechanics. It's not the purpose. But so I've been working towards this partially. I put an intense day on it today. And right now, as of moments ago, I uploaded it to the servers. And the receiving of emails is now functional. This is a big deal. This is a major step. The difference I would see, one of the things I'm doing, is, There is that constant idea. It's like the show for a book idea. There's frequently, I want to collect, what Facebook does is they're giving you something nice and fluffy, but they're collecting massive amounts of information about you, and you don't see that. You do Gmail, and yes, massive amounts of information are collected, and you don't really see what's happening. With Shofar Nexus, I want the sender and the receiver to see what's happening. And the tools that I put in, I think, are very good. Plus, there are a couple other features that are scheduled. One is that when you send an email, when you receive an email, you get this email that has photos. And what typically happens is they're not in the email, but when you get the email into your browser, your whatever tool you have, it goes fetches them at that point. Obviously, the excuse is it makes the email smaller. The reality is the purpose for that is because now I know when you read the email, because you're getting that those images. That is the purpose of this. The other excuse is their excuse. The purpose of this is so that when you get the email, I know when you get it. I know when you read it. And if you read it multiple times, I see every time. That is the purpose of it. Sometimes it's for the image, an image that you see. Sometimes it's what they call the invisible gifts. A one dot invisible image that simply goes off and says, look. And typically they're uniquely identified. So the email, if you send to a lot of people, each email is maybe the identical text, but that image is different in the sense of the way it's defined. So I know who gets it and when. What happens with Shofar Nexus is the email server gets the email, it goes, gets those images, puts them into the email, and then sends it along to you. It still has the mechanics, so you don't, because one of the issues is pornography and things of that nature may be in the email. So what happens is it's attached, but it's not visible per se until you say make it visible. But what happens is that you've snipped away the tracking. It's a really simple idea. I've been planning to do this actually for a couple of years. Well, now I'm doing it. So, and what I need to do is find a market. And the other important thing is, I need to be able to explain this better. And I explained it briefly to Chris. Well, so I use the example. If I go to get a Gmail account, Google has multiple servers. So if, let's say for your email, they use two servers, one in California, one in New York. And the one in California falls off into the ocean, so it doesn't work right now. So the one in New York will get your email and everything will work fine. And that's one of the advantages of dealing with a large corporation, because they have all this redundancy in them. But you want to deal with, Joe Schmo, or you want to deal with Chris and John, the example I gave today. So my server may not be as reliable, but it's just one server. So what happens is when you get your email, you get it from Chris and John. And what happens is a message gets sent, and one of the two parties gets it, and then one of the two parties can get it to you. If one of the two parties goes down for whatever reason, the other one will get it. So you have that same reliability, whether it's 2, 3, 4, however many you want to do. That mechanics is what I have within Shofar Nexus, because what that does is you don't need the multi-billion-dollar Googles. You need the guy with a server in his garage or in his bedroom. in his kitchen, in the pantry. And those are the people I want to reach. And if I'm now to the point where that's coming, and I'm hoping that I will be sending live emails. I'm shooting for Thursday. I don't know what tomorrow may overwhelm me, but I'm shooting for Thursday to start sending emails with this and see if I can gain some interest. If that happens, if one door gets opened, especially one door where somebody says, well, two things. One is somebody says, I want to see this happen, and I can arrange, you know, some kind of funding. The other is, I want to see this happen, and I'm going to do the marketing with you. Because again, it's not just as a voluntary process for this second person. It's somebody says, yes, I want to do this with you because I'm going to make money off this. Potentially turn it into a livelihood. Because, I mean, you know, again, Google is a multi-billion dollar corporation for reasons. I just checked some of the other paid email services, and the numbers of customers they have are in the millions. So if you end up, you know, the idea, let's say $5 a month, because of the other premium services, you might be able to get, you know, at least 5, maybe 10, 20 a month from customers, depending upon what you offer, obviously beyond email, you know, voice, video, and all these other kind of things. But if it's $5 a month and you have 1,000 customers, you're making a reasonable income. Let's say $1 a month has to go to your servers. So you're making $4,000 a month, which is, you know, I think that's roughly average income right now. So, you know, so 6,000, 1,500 customers. But anyway, it doesn't take the millions. And the idea of, especially because there is a community of people quite large who are very adverse to the Googles and whatnot, and that may indeed be growing. And of course, when the framework is in, it opens the door to, because one of the things I have is, you know, obviously johnnykozlowski.org is kind of like, oh, well, everybody knows where that is. I mean, it's easy to find. Whereas, let's say you have, well, you know, for example, I still have heritagesystems.com. So you have Bob at heritagesystems.com. And what will happen is that may be on a server in Kazakhstan. And so it's kind of like it goes there. But then it actually comes to me. It's an alias to me, for example. But so all the because what happens is it goes to the server, and then from there it gets relayed using the Matryoshka, or now I call Matry, protocol. So no one knows. It's not traceable. It's not just, oh, it's just encrypted. No, it's not traceable. It's not Tor. It works. It's Tor that works, as I described. So I can have an alias somewhere, and for some people this is important. Anyway, so my short, I sent the letter. I sent a physical letter, signed, you know, actually signed my name on a piece of paper, handwritten envelope, stuck it in the mail today. To Daniel Hale, then went in my bedroom and cried. It was a big deal. I'm going to Living Stones tomorrow. That's the plan. I'm very pleased about this. I'm not going to wear the shirt, but I'm very pleased. And Lord willing, something relationships would transpire. I do watch their services. I have no interest in being there. Again, I have no interest in because I need to go in depth with people or go visit people face to face. That is vital. Since I've been doing that for some years now, I'm not going to give that up. Not a chance. And also, my income dropped to zero today. that may be a concern. Maybe I should address that. But anyway, it was an exhausting day. I went through the day with a lot of stamina. I'm very appreciative of that. Part of the reason when I discussed this with Chris, because obviously he's concerned about my income, and he says, you know, can you do something else, get a different job? Yes, no, I won't. Simply because I'm 66. I have years of stuff to do on Shofar Nexus, not only the foundation, but so many different derivations. I'm running out of time. Now's the time. I've got to do this. I have got to do this. My purpose, I mean, again, so many of the things about the security and all those kind of things, but the thing that remains on my mind as a focus is I can picture in my mind that there's someone who may not be born yet, who will live a life as a devout follower of Muhammad, go to the Hajj, celebrate that, and then in the Lord's grace somehow get a copy of Shofar book and be able to study privately the difference between the Quran and the Bible. And the Lord will use that, because it's not me, it's not Shofar Nexus, it's the Lord that will grab him. But he would grant me that privilege of being, of providing that tool for that person. And maybe you know, it may be that he may get caught somehow. But perhaps because of the technology and Shofar book, he'll have time to study and study well and gain an intimate knowledge of Christ. And then may end up being beheaded, because that is a capital crime in Saudi Arabia and many of the Wahhabis or Salafi or whatever type environments. I'm doing it for that person. You know, I'm doing it for that person. And I'm taking it seriously. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.